Now listen and answer questions 7 to 10.
Andrew, I understand you've been doing some research regarding the breakdown by nationality of our student body. That must have produced some interesting results.
You're right. I got some statistics from head office.
I would imagine that most of our students are either Japanese or Chinese.
You imagine right. But it's the Chinese who constitute the majority, but only just. I had thought Koreans might be second, but it's actually the Japanese, quite close behind. It's somewhat surprising, but obviously all those study tours that our university markets in Japan are bringing in students.
What's the breakdown exactly?
Japanese are a quarter of the whole, which is considerable. Last year they were only 16%, so that market has grown nicely. The only other proportions of some weight are the Indonesians and Koreans. About the same. Indonesians at 15% and the Koreans are a little higher, not like last year when they were less than 10%.
I thought we'd have more Indonesians than Koreans.
Well, as I said, they're about the same. Just like the Saudi and Thai student numbers, almost the same also, both just under 10.
Which one is bigger?
Thai students number just a fraction more. As for the other nationalities, collectively they're only 3%, so it wasn't worth giving each of them a separate category. I just grouped them under other. That's Vietnamese, South American, a couple of Russians, and so on.
That is the end of section 1. You now have half a minute to check your answers.